From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's been a lot of talk about the youth vote this election season. Compared to previous elections, some states are seeing a doubling or tripling of people under 30 turning out for the primaries. But as NPR's Audie Cornish reports, there is another trend emerging, the widening voting gap between college kids and their non-student peers.
Young voters have been heralded as the new power voting bloc for decades, and campaigns from that of George McGovern to Bill Clinton to John Kerry have welcomed their enthusiasm into the fold with varying degrees of success. This year, exit polls show Senator Barack Obama is the favorite of the under 30 set.
The way he speaks to us, it's not using all these, I guess, dictionary type words. You know, it's you break it down. This is how it is. This is what I'm going to do to try to change it. And I think that we're kind of like, oh, we understand now.
Teondra Bolden, speaking here at a Dallas Obama rally, is typical of the hundreds of young people often seen dancing and cheering in the rafters of Obama events.
Before it was like, insurgents this and that, and you're just like, huh? Well, I'll just go where my parents are thinking. And now it's like, wait a minute, I can actually think about what I'm doing when I go to the polls and I vote for someone. I know what they stand for, and therefore, it makes them more relatable to me.
And it's colleges and universities that have anchored his support in some areas. Exit polls show 80% of the voters under 30 who went to the polls on Super Tuesday attended college. At schools like the University of Texas in Austin, the election is on everyone's mind, says Cyan Manuel, an economics major.
Basically, like if you walk around our campus is alive with politics. Before it was kind of dead. A lot of people are now getting more interested in politics.
UT Austin hosted the Democrats' debate last week, but Manuel wasn't in the auditorium. She was at the Texas Union Ballroom across campus, where students were watching on a movie-sized screen. There was live music, food, and the enthusiasm of a sporting event. But travel outside of the Austin political bubble, and it's not clear that enthusiasm is spilling off campus. John Peterson is a 26-year-old skateboard seller who's volunteering his time at an Obama campaign call center. But he finds convincing some of his own friends to be a challenge.
I'm trying. A lot of them aren't very politically active. I'm trying to get them down there and vote. And I also look at that like a lot of kids that aren't in college are also starting their careers, and they feel like they don't have the time to get out and vote, and they don't want to make the time.
Peterson's friends are more the norm than he is, says Peter Levine of CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement.
Young people have left high school and are not going to college. They don't congregate as much. They're online somewhat less. You know, there are fewer institutions you can reach them through.
A new study from CIRCLE found that while 1 in 4 eligible college students in Super Tuesday states went to the polls, the numbers were more like 1 in 14 for non-college youth. Levine says, unlike in previous generations, non-college youth today are less likely to be involved in unions or social clubs that encourage political engagement.
You got your civics education in groups like the NAACP or the Knights of Columbus, but you also got connected to political institutions. So literally the candidate would come to the meeting to try to get votes. If you don't congregate with a lot of other people, it's much harder for candidates to reach out to you.
And non-college youth are less likely to believe their vote matters, according to the CIRCLE research. 25-year-old James Cooper is a good example. Cooper mans a perfume kiosk at a downtown San Antonio mall and says he's never been to a political event or had a campaign reach out for his vote.
I feel like it doesn't matter. I really don't. I say because I hear a lot about what happened with the last election with Bush. I feel like there's no control. I say we have no control who's in office.
Although online videos and campaign websites are among the major sources of election news for young voters, their friends are their number one source of information. So researchers say the widening class divide between college students and their working peers cannot be ignored. It starts in high school, where there are disparities in civics education, and can carry on into a young adult's working life. Audie Cornish, NPR News.